Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Yes, Kristen. 11101.
11101?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Marie Riddick.
Give me one moment. All right, and for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address on the account?
40-01 Vernon Boulevard, Apartment 1D, Long Island City, New York, 11101.
All right, one moment. All right, so it looks like you signed up for an iPhone. I'm showing when doing so that it did state that it will contain a membership, which is $59.92 a month for a $100 credit to spend on trendy and quality tech products and gadgets.
Okay, well, I didn't see that, and I don't want it.
Okay, I can definitely get you assisted with this. Give me one moment. Now, I do want to let you know if you do want to try the membership out that you can for 50% off of any future orders.
I'm not going to do any more ordering. I made a mistake. This was not right because I didn't see stuff until afterwards. It doesn't tell you that right away. It doesn't. It said it was whatever the price was to get the phone, just the shipping. It said just the shipping is what it said.
All right, ma'am. I have your account canceled. I can give you the cancellation number when you're ready.
I'm ready for it. Thank you.
C as in Charlie. 226-82-37.
226-82-37.
Correct.
And it's canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't want to see anything else up there. I don't want anybody taking anything out of my bank account.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.